This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, welcome everybody. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show coming at you from the Truth About Cancer live event 2021 in Nashville, Tennessee at the Gaylord Opryland. And just to make the show look a lot better than it normally does, Lori Gregory joins me here, and she's lovely and wonderful. Let me make sure this microphone's close enough so we can hear you.
Thank you, Robert.
Lori, it's good to see you. And since the last time you were on, I mean, it was the seventh, I want to say seventh. It's a consciousness thing.
I know.
It's like, where are we going with the film?
And do you realize that I left the blogosphere as just a little mom blogger in California when I was digging, doing the vaccine
question? Way back, yeah.
And it was because of an interview on your show that my whole life changed.
No, don't say that.
Yes, it did.
It better be for the better.
It was for the better. It was amazing. And so I always have a nice little warm place in my heart for the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You lighten it up. And of course, the films you've worked on, the things that you've done, maybe just give a recap for new folks that don't know about you, Lori, and how we connected as well. And what's going on coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So I had the privilege of kind of being plunged into the health freedom movement in 2015 when I was living in California, and SB 277 came up on our radar screen, and it was kind of a bombshell for me because I had just moved back to California. I really didn't expect that all the horse trading had been done and policy was already ready to be in place that was going to take away our rights as parents to decide what go into our children. Of course, most of us that have been following along at home now know that California requires 22 pharmaceutical products into every five-year-old or no public or private school. So that was really the beginning, I think, of the test of the tolerance of Americans for aggressive vaccine policy. They knew they could get it in California in 2015. I think they knew they could go forward with this COVID narrative and agenda because there were just not enough people in California really trying to stop it. So, and just as a little bit of a background for your listeners, I started off my career in journalism. So I'm a fourth-generation journalist. I spent years in the trenches in radio and television and newspaper media. And then I had a shift in my career, and the second half of my time was spent on Wall Street doing investor relations for biotech and pharmaceutical companies. So that's just a fancy term, investor relations, for managing the stock price.
Yeah, but if you've been mm-hmm. in that environment, that explains to some degree how you're able to walk through a room with your energy, and I don't mean this negatively, but be able to bulldoze through things, right, mm-hmm. to have not fearing a lot of intimidation that surrounds an environment like that. Mm-hmm. And I say that about moms all the time, too. If you're a mom and you got a child you're protecting, you can also walk through walls, in a sense.
Absolutely.
But you did that in other areas of the world. And we hear a lot about the talk. I think we played, Ty played a funny clip the other day, J.P. Sears, the comedian.
Yes.
Talking about sheep versus lions.
Yep.
Right? For the sheep or the lions. And it's not just lions or lionesses, right? We all have the potential to stand up and defend life, male or female.
That's right.
But I've often said, where are the men? Because the women have been leading the charge on the fight more, and I like to see the men starting to come around and going, yeah, you know, we need to stand
with our
women or in front of them in some cases, in this case. And so you had training, I believe, to come into this world and not to be intimidated by what you're up against, because you found out it's massive.
It's extraordinary, really, and I really feel like God uses everything. He uses every moment in our life. And when I was 8 years old, I watched my parents bury a child. My sister died when she was 2.5. She had some internal birth defects, but she also got her vaccines 2 weeks before she was a SIDS case.
Oh.
And we thought nothing of it, of course. You know, my parents really sort of ripped that up. But I've seen firsthand the destruction that a sick child can do. It's a miracle that my parents are still married, and it's only because of their faith, probably, that they even survived that.
Yeah.
But, you know, then leading up to these chapters of, you know, journalism and media, and then Wall Street and the business side of biotech and pharma, and then you watch how the Lord just kind of mushed that all together and brought Andy Wakefield into my life,
right.
And now I'm actually privileged to be making film with Andy Wakefield and running, you know, being the CEO of his film company.
Right.
So,
and the first film officially that you worked together was 1986, The Act.
Correct.
Right, and
yep.
we previewed that on this, so we've talked to Andy, and we have Lori back on here, which is amazing, and that is, you know, it's kind of a blend of a lot of course, fact, but done for the first time, I think, with a fictional account, a script that's written about awakening within a family, within a parent.
Yeah, we've sort of been calling it a docudrama because it is a documentary and it's laden with incredible true science, real science, and real information about sort of how we got here. I think that film was a really important film, Robert, because Andy gave us that sort of, you know, wipe the slate clean by catching us up to sort of how we got where we are.
Mm-hmm.
He goes all the way back, you know, to the polio vaccine, 1955, some of the things that were going on there, and the fact that we have had science that has been known, published in peer-reviewed journals for a long, long time that has given us information that is very contrarian to what we're seeing now and against this safe and effective meme,
mm-hmm.
which has really been baked into society.
Yeah.
Such
yeah.
an extraordinary way.
You really wake up and realize we are in a matrix, not of our own making, but of our own participation.
Mm-hmm.
Others have programmed us to believe things, and we acknowledge that belief, and we believe it into existence. And I think that's part of God's power of co-creation that we were gifted with.
Mm-hmm.
We can use it for wondrous things, and we can use it for great, horrible, evil things.
That's right.
And if we allow others to write our story for us, speaking of filmmaking and other things, then, of course, the story we have, we go, I don't like it. But it's like, wait a second, but you let somebody else write it for you. So
that's right.
Part of what I saw, like in 2015 in California, those that were warning folks, like going back to the founding fathers, of the danger of centralized bureaucracies and regulatory agencies being captured easily by industry that could then corrupt the future, the
mm-hmm.
present and the future. And so we're all witnessing that, waking up now a little bit behind, but now catching up. And I think our numbers are swelling because when I started this, you know, I've been a homeopath for almost 30 years and in broadcast media for 22. It was 1-3% of the people that had any questions about vaccines at all.
Right.
Very small percentage. We could never have gotten to 30, 40, 50, 60, or maybe now arguably almost everybody has some questions about one or all vaccines now. We could have never gotten there, I think, in a million years had this not happened. This is not me thrilled about what's happening now with the mandates, but it's waking people up. And I find that people come to see me as a homeopath only when everything else has failed them, because they've been programmed to believe all of those things first. And now we must rearrange our thinking and go, where do we go first and make those things the last resort?
I like that saying, you know, you can't solve a problem with the same consciousness that created it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to shift the consciousness.
Yes.
And then you can solve the problem.
Yeah.
And I think that applies, you know, to your own personal health. It applies to where we are politically. It applies to where we are with health freedom. And it's kind of like what we've seen with election integrity. It had to go this way.
Yeah, to wake people
up. In order for people
right.
to wake up. When
yeah.
you have African Americans now in New York City, 72% are refusing the COVID
jab. Yeah, yeah. Think about that. But it's okay to discriminate against 70% of the black population in New York City. Hello to my leftist friends.
Hello.
You guys are on the wrong side of history. Come on over.
And even from a business perspective, think about all the restaurants, all the bars, all the commercial opportunities that they're missing by, you know, to serve this population.
Absolutely.
And it's just extraordinary to me that Americans are willing to adopt this so quickly. I mean, I don't think we could have had even the uptake that we have.
Right.
of this shot that's experimental if we hadn't had this baked in socio psychological matrix that's been there.
Well,
so.
And it takes what it takes to get us to wake up. And
so.
That's the thing. Everybody's different. You know, what took me to wake up was the illnesses I had as a young person from childhood on. And so that was my level of discomfort.
I was the same, Robert, and it took me forever. But, you know, I'm 59 years old now. Mm-hmm. I've been in business for 40 years. And I feel better. My mind is sharper now than when I was in my 30s because I was still co-opted into the industrial medical complex.
You got it. Exactly. And in my 50s, I'm doing things I couldn't do in my 20s.
Isn't it extraordinary?
So, the folks, this is also the positive, powerful message. I didn't know. We always get positive, powerful from Lori Gregory. But that message of on an individual basis, no matter where you started from, you can do extraordinary things that others might consider impossible. And they're only impossible if you believe and agree to that.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
I had a really powerful teacher who taught me so much about healing and the body. She was a nurse at Johns Hopkins in the 50s.
Yes.
She saw all of this. She saw it all coming. She saw the totalitarianism that was in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
And she started to wake me up in the 90s. I remember her saying to me, if I had had my kids today, I would not vaccinate them. And I thought, what?
Well, that was the thing about when I first met Andy Wakefield on this show.
Yeah.
Years ago. He doesn't remember. My wife doesn't remember meeting me when she first met me, so I don't make much of an impression at first. But you know, I was talking about Andy because he was coming out with the gastroenterologist, pediatric. And
gut brain connections nobody was talking about.
Right. And you know, he had woken up to a harsh reality and then was pilloried for it, of course.
Right.
And I said, as a homeopath, I thought, you know, that's been my focus, liver, gut. And this is what I saw. And he's like, yep, exactly. And I, of course, had a different pathway out of it. He was trained allopathically, medically. But he's come almost full circle to see what he's seeing today. Because when we first met, not a lot of this aspect of you know, all of the other vaccines were necessarily being called into question.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because of the COVID jab, we are now looking at the entire paradigm.
Absolutely.
Is it correct from the word go? Is it wrong from the word? Are there some? That's part of the discussion I've been having on this show for years, and I'm encouraged that more physicians as well coming out to, as well as the moms, the super moms that are coming on board here. So real quick before we hit the break, what's the upcoming event or thing that you're doing?
So right now we're in pre-production on the next film. Robert, this is going to be an extraordinary film.
Right. No, it won't be if I'm in it, so don't put this warning.
Well, you're going to star in it.
No,
this is incredible. This will be the first actual theatrical film that Andy has produced. And it's really exciting. He co-wrote it with a really special person named Terry Rossio.
Okay.
Who wrote Shrek.
Oh, my God.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Fast and Furious.
All right. Do you have a few more minutes to spend with me?
I do.
We're going to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment with round two, I call it, or segment two here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com/listen. Lori Gregory, you'll find out links to her as well. Stand by. Power to Heal is yours.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
1 in 3 adults has prediabetes. 1 in 3. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While 1 in 3 adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
We're back here with Lori Gregory, and the name of the film company again?
It is changing, but okay. it's about to be Andy Wakefield Media.
Andy Wakefield Media, okay.
Yes, that's right. Be Andy Wakefield Media. But we have had an incredible education on how to properly structure our organization so that we can create a sustainable base for Andy.
Nice.
So that he can keep making film. That's
beautiful.
Really, if I do that, I'll be making a tremendous contribution to society.
Andy is such a kind soul. Oh. He really is just a compassionate man, just a heart of gold. And we love him here. And so, Andy, even though you don't remember meeting me the first time, it doesn't bother me at all. Not at all. No, I'm totally teasing. I'm really wrecked by it.
He doesn't remember me half the time.
I just like teasing Andy because he's just such a good guy.
He is.
Nature
he's
guy.
One of those rare folks. And we just actually had Brad Cummings join us. He'll be one of the producers on this next
Fantastic.
Film as well. So Andy and I are producing this with Brad. And Brad co-wrote and co-produced The Shack.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw the movie The Shack.
Okay, cool.
It's a wonderful film. And so Brad put it so succinctly. He said, Andy is one of those folks who's a rare combination of courage and humility.
Yeah, and then the if there is an irony, I don't know if that's the right word here to say, the most viled man according to the mainstream media, revile. I don't know what the, like, it's amazing. The nicest guy in the world becomes the guy that they use his name, and I've used his name, to be Wakefielded, right? As a last name, to be harmed in this way and deplatforming. Before they were deplatforming people, that was the kind of thing still to this day that happens. But a good man and a great project that you're working on, and I'm so glad
it is such an honor. And for those folks who haven't seen the latest film, 1986, The Act, which is a docudrama that explains how we got where we are, then go to 1986theact.com, 1986theact.com. You can stream, you can purchase it, you can download, you can get a DVD, whatever you need. We also have the Andy Wakefield Collection, which has all three of his films. So it has 1986 The Act, it has Vax, which of course started all in 2016. And then Who Killed Sportilakis?
Yeah,
Who Killed Alex Sportilakis was incredible. That's the only film in American history, Robert, that has commuted a murder sentence.
That's amazing.
That's extraordinary. That's the power of film.
A brutal story. Yeah, and yeah, filmmaking is fantastic. I mean, anybody likes going to the movies, whether it's a silly movie or a serious documentary, it can transport you. And not all of the films are done with this intent, you know, with this consciousness. So go see 1986, The Act, and all the others that Andy's worked on, and now that Lori's working together with him more on this next level, which is great. Now, as far as you being here at the Truth About Cancer Live event, for those that couldn't attend or maybe watching it later, what can you preview about your experience here, what you're doing here?
Well, first of all, it's an amazing event. I am so excited to be here. Last year, I was watching it as a fan, and this year I get to be here as a speaker, which is just extraordinary. Ty and Charlene have done an amazing job with their films, The Truth About Cancer and The Truth About Vaccines. And so, you know, what an honor to be here to support the event, but also just to continue to help educate people on the importance of health freedom and really standing up now more than ever to preserve the rights that we have. Because what we know is that when governments take away rights, they don't give them back.
They don't give them back. You got to claw them, scratch, you got to fight for them. And it becomes very uncomfortable. Yeah. You think it's uncomfortable now. You'd fight for your freedom. This is something that you read about in history. You might have to live through it if you let them get away with what they've done so far and even more, because they'll take as much as you let them.
They will. It's up to we're the ones that have to stand up and stop. So I'll be speaking this afternoon at 3 o'clock about the power of film and the importance of real science. Mm-hmm. Real science just isn't out there. I mean, you have to fight to find it.
Come to my lecture on Sunday, those of you.
Yes.
That's today, for those of you listening.
And you'll be doing a panel on Sunday, right?
A panel on vaccinations on Saturday.
Saturday.
Which is yesterday, according to the day that this is airing. That's okay. I know I'm time jumping with everybody. That's right.
You're the time traveler.
That's right. The other day we were watching Rocky Horror, speaking of a cult film, The Time Warp.
All
the time.
Right. Oh my gosh.
Tim Curry was amazing in that film, by the way. He's just an amazing character.
Do you know, I've never seen that movie.
Oh my gosh, really?
Yeah, I made a commitment like 40 years ago. I was going to be the last person on earth who's never seen it.
You see, my wife was one of those that went to the midnight movies all those years ago and played the characters and knows every word.
Oh,
I went to it a couple of times and thought, this is kind of weird, but the music's fun.
Right,
you know?
Right.
Anyway.
And you love your wife, so you want to support her fun little hobby.
We met afterwards, but it's still funny now, all these years later, that when I happened to find it, it was on.
Gotcha.
And she immediately just goes right back into it. My kids are looking at her going, what is wrong with you, Mom?
So funny.
It is so funny.
Well, Robert, if I can add, for those who aren't here or who won't, you know, get the opportunity to watch live. Mm-hmm. I do want to let folks know that if you are interested in two things, one, helping us with a new film, we do have a partner producer program for $20 a month.
What's
you can
the website?
Help us. It's team1986.com.
Team1986.com.
Team1986.com. You can go there. You can actually become a subscriber to our newsletter, which
Please
is free.
Do. Yeah.
And then you can also download a COVID-19 employer exemption form.
Sweet.
For free.
Yeah.
And let me tell you what this is about. This is a 7-page document that will start a conversation with your employer, if you have one, about what the real threats are.
We're going to take a break. We're out of time here, but my gosh, this is amazing. Links are up in the show notes at robertscabell.com. Lori, Gregory, love you.
Thank you so much.
Shout out to Andy Wakefield and all y'all. Come on over to robertscabell.com. Back after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA News Update. Maine's Secretary of State, Shenna Bellows, faced a swatting incident following her decision to exclude Donald Trump from the state's 2024 primary ballot. The episode occurred on Friday night when a caller falsely reported breaking into Bellows' residence. Responding officers found no intrusion, and Bellows, who was not at home during the incident, condemned the unacceptable behavior, emphasizing the importance of civil discourse and disagreement without resorting to threats and violence. Don't expect any packages or mail to arrive on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. That's because most major U.S. Postal Service offices will be closed. This also applies to banks like Wells Fargo and Truist and shipping services like UPS and FedEx. It'll be a good idea to contact your local shipping services or bank before you head out because they may have modified business hours. But you can expect all businesses to return to normal on Tuesday, January 2nd. Skip Kelly, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, we're back at it here at the Truth About Cancer live event in Nashville, Tennessee. And my next guest, she's so awesome. I don't know if she knows it, but I'm telling you, she is. Layla Centner. We first met at the Advanced Medicine Conference in South Dakota, just off of the thing. And we had we definitely had covered your event when you were speaking about your school and all the controversy at Corder, because you said, if you're getting a shot, I'm your teacher here, you better stay home. We don't need that here. And since that time, I don't know what to say, because you were speaking, maybe you claimed it was like at the Advanced Medicine the first time, yeah. And you were so awesome. Yeah, I was like, you're a natural, right? And now you're speaking at TTAC, and how's it going? What's going on?
It's been amazing. I mean, the audience here is incredible. Charlene and Ty are amazing. We're having a great time. The energy in the air is just magnetic, and people are incredible, including you.
I know. Well, thank you. The Center School is like, I've said this to her when I first met her. I said, Layla, if I was in Miami, this is where I'd be sending my kids to school. No doubt. I mean, that's the kind of thing we want, that kind of consciousness in a scholastic setting. Now, if you can't find a school like that, homeschool, by all means, keep them safe from the mandatory jabs. This is ridiculous. The Biden administration is going after the 5 to 11s. Different states are trying to target younger and younger kids. And, you know, this audience knows how dangerous that is. And it's different from a lot of the rest of the world when they cover you and they try to twist your words and say how crazy, how outrageous. But what are you seeing down there in Miami since we last talked as far as the media interface or the community support for what you're doing?
Well, that's a great question. I have to sneeze.
Yeah.
Sorry. Hold on. It passed.
Okay.
So, you know, Florida is very interesting because we have an incredible governor who basically said no to mask mandates. He's fighting with the public school systems, and it is to my amazement that there are schools that are still mandating masks, even after he issued his order. And to me, it just, it's baffling how more parents aren't saying no. How more parents aren't saying this is not going to happen and pulling their kids out of school. I'm surprised that many parents actually want this.
Yeah.
Fortunately, I have an incredible community of parents who have flocked to my school from all over the country, and they do not want this COVID tyranny. So they are very, very happy with the fact that I allow their kids to be free. Mm-hmm. Isn't that
a strange thing
to say? Like, I want our kids to be free and normal. Like, why wouldn't every school want that? Why would any school want their kids to be in a mask for 8 hours a day or behind plexiglass?
Right.
Why?
You know, Layla, this is the uniqueness of our country to some degree, because various regions of our country, were less touched, depending on the governor. That had an impact, right? We talked about South Dakota, where we were, some in Utah, some in Texas, and in areas where they are all into government centralization and bureaucracy's power and worshipfulness of not only the state, but the pharmaceutical state. Mm-hmm. These people really have abandoned whatever religion of their youth was and adopted a religion of scientism or sci-fientism at this point.
Yeah.
To live the way they're living, to believe that these pharmaceutical industry that they used to say, well, I don't trust big pharma. Now they're all in on going, everybody should take it. It's just a bizarre world that we live in, yet we live, and I'm trying to find levels of compassion for those folks to try to help them out of it, because I think they're trapped in fear. And, I don't want to hate on them. That's not my point. I know that's not your point. But we also want to stand firm in our defense of our children, the way we want to raise them, the freedom that they should have growing up, and also the freedom from a tyrannical government that has adopted a state religion in violation of the First Amendment to the Constitution.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm with you 100%.
Yeah. So the messaging, again, in Miami is unique. It's a very diverse culture from all over the world, a lot of South America, Latin America kind of influence. And I wondered if there's a diversity of folks that are supporting you coming from all of those backgrounds, or do you find one arena more supportive? What have you seen culturally?
Yeah, it's a very interesting question, because I find the Cubans get it.
Yes.
The Cubans, especially the older generation, they see it, they smell it, they know what's happening. They've been through this in their country, and they don't want it to happen again. Amazing people from Venezuela, I mean, whose family is still in Venezuela, and they don't have access to gas or food or diapers. So, you know, the people that have gone through this, people from Russia, people from any country who have seen this playbook are the ones that are standing up saying no. And unfortunately, we've been very spoiled in the United States of America, which we have a great country. This is why people come here from all over the world. And our youth don't get it. They don't understand or appreciate the value of what our founding fathers put in place in 1776. And so, you know, my school is trying to bring that back. We want to teach our kids the values of 1776 so they understand why we have the foundation of what we have, what our Constitution is about. So when they see it going in the wrong direction or in the direction of communism, which they need to be showed what it is, taught. I mean, DeSantis wants all of us in Florida, all the kids, all the schools to know about communism. So when you see it happening, you're able to stop it. But unfortunately, many schools across the country have actually made it look like our country's a bad place.
Yeah.
And so kids grow up with a hate for our country instead of a love for our country.
And appreciation for the foundational principles, which, you know, we have abandoned. I'm not accusing anyone here. I'm just saying that we have had it really easy compared to a lot of areas of the rest of the world. And because our next generations have not been taught about the evils of collectivism and those forms of government like communism. I ran into someone from Cuba here in The Truth About Cancer. And he's exactly, his message to me was just that. He's like, we've got to do something. We've got to speak out. This is not right. We've lived through this. This is not the right way to go. People from, as you said, Venezuela, even some Argentinians, much less those who have lived under Colombia. Eastern Bloc, Colombia as well, they have a warning for us here in America. They come here for freedom and they see where we're going. China as well. So, Layla, what other messages were you sending out here while you're here at TTAC?
My biggest message is parents, stand up for your kids, pull them out of this tyranny, homeschool, do whatever you can. You need to protect their soul. For all the parents out there that think that these rules, that their kids wearing a mask for 8 hours a day is okay and they're going to be just fine, it's not true. Besides the fact that there's a huge physical impact from them breathing in their carbon dioxide for 8 hours a day, besides the fact that they were unable to take in fresh oxygen, besides the fact that they're having physical issues such as nausea, dizziness, and vomiting, put all that stuff aside. The emotional impact, the PTSD that they suffer from living in fight or flight for 8 hours a day is a lot. It's too much for them, and it's not fair.
How about the concern that we have as parents? It's one thing to be obedient to mom and dad, right? You understand how important that is as parents. Kids, are you listening? You know, mom and dad are looking out for you. But obedience to the state, obedience to a state that has been captured by, in this case, pharmaceutical drug interest. And, you know, as my point as a homeopath is like, there's no such thing as poisoning a person back to health, right? That just doesn't make sense, and kids know that. But we're being told by our government, if we can call it our government, that in order for our kids to be protected, they must reduce their oxygen intake, increase their CO2 levels, and live with PTSD, not being able to see people smile and see when they're talking, watching their lips move. All of these things are important for development, especially at the younger ages. And you've got quite a wide array of ages in your school, from young to what age? All the way through high school?
Right now, our school goes from 18 months to 8th grade.
To 8th grade, yes.
In 2 years, not next year, but 2 years, we're going to open high school.
Yeah. All right. I want to have more kids now. So, no, honey, I'm just joking.
Let's do it.
My wife would be like, no.
Wife,
it's like,
it
we're done. We're done. But, again, if you're in Miami, this is the place to be. And I hope that others will see this, the strength of Layla Centner and what they're doing in that school, and emulate it, because this is something that could salvage the next generations, to teach kids about the principles. You know, my daughter is going to an American Heritage school where they are all about the 1776
concept. I heard great things about
them. And that's what we need to do, a revitalization of all of the good things, the principles upon which this nation was founded. Granted, we haven't always lived up to our high ideals. We can look in the mirror and say, hey, we could do better. But it is not right to teach hatred for your country, especially one rooted in uniquely on this planet, and in recognition that our rights come from God, not government.
That's right. And I would also like to add that I am hiring. So any amazing patriots out there who are passionate about teaching, passionate about being in education, please look us up at centneracademy.com, and you can just click on the careers page. And you can also reach us on our Instagram at Centner Academy. And just, we're hiring this year. We have, I think, one spot open this year, and we're also hiring for next year. So please reach out. We'd love to hear from you.
Folks, if you want most of the year-round good weather, it can get hot and sticky. I've been down there in Fort Lauderdale for many years before moving out west to the drier territory. We have been talking about people that are threatened with loss of jobs, including those that are teachers. And we've been talking about there are bulletin boards popping up online of, if you're not vaxxed, we want you. that's the kind of place you want to be, where okay. people are focused on health and autonomy and freedom. And if you're in that realm, I didn't know that we were going to have a job board opening here at the Centner Academy today. I mean, I want to apply for at least for winter. Are you up on the winter? I want to come down again.
Yes, come down. You can actually maybe teach a class or something.
Oh, I would love to do that. Yeah, I love teaching.
On public speaking, since you're so eloquent up there.
I have taught kids how to
public speak. Okay, well, I'm going to take you up on that. You know you didn't offer, I'm going to take you up on it.
I love to do that, and I love to interact with the kids. We've done some stuff on Constitution Day with the kids, teaching them basic things, and it's like they get it.
Yeah.
It's not that complicated, but people are overcomplicating it to their detriment, to confuse them.
Yeah.
We don't need to confuse them. They can tap into this. I would say the divine right. It used to be the divine right of kings. In America, it's the divine right of the people. We get our rights from God, not government. I can't say that enough. And Layla Centner, I'm so appreciative of you and all your efforts. You've become, as I said, a rock star in this realm for all the right things that we want for our kids, and I appreciate you so very much.
I appreciate you, and I'm very appreciative of God and his angels that he's surrounding all of us who are fighting the good fight, and I appreciate my husband, who's super amazing and awesome.
Shout out. Thank you for lending Layla to us here at the Truth About Cancer Live and right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. You have an open door here. Anytime you have something to say, we want to get it out with you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I love you.
All right. Thanks. We got a lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Coming back with my friend Lisa Hill. Remember that silver pillow I sleep on? She's got it. Coming up after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523.
800-284-0523.
All right, we're back at it here, the Robert Scott Bell Show, coming at you from the Truth About Cancer Live event in Nashville, Tennessee. And one of my dear friends, Lisa Hill, joins me now, and usually we get her remotely by phone or some kind of strange telecommunication, teleportation device. Why do I say that? I'm teasing her because I sleep on her pillow every night. Wait, what does your wife say about that? No, not her pillow. The Silverite Global Pillows. In fact, I brought it here with me, and I'm loving seeing a lot of people carrying around their brand new Silverite pillows here at the TTAC.
Yes, it's so exciting.
Yeah, I know people are going to be sleeping better, healthier, and all of that stuff. So thank you. It's so good to see you. And now I know that what you're doing here is multifaceted.
You're not only speaking, but
you have rolled out a new line of toxic-free, is what I understand?
Yes.
Topical kind of cosmetic stuff with Charlene Bollinger called, Charlize.
Yes,
Charlene and Lisa. And looks, people are really, I've been hearing stuff about it. I mean, I'm a guy, I don't know. But they're telling me, I'm like, I used it last night, and oh my gosh, this stuff's amazing. So congratulations on that. That's really
big news.
Thank you. What other things are you doing here?
Well, and I was hoping to have my book here.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm almost done with my book called Mirror, Mirror, True Cellular Communication.
Nice.
And I talked about that a little bit today.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Robert, one of the things that I was thinking today, and I almost get choked up when I think about it, is we have been so separate since all these mandates came down.
Yeah.
We have been, everybody's been in their own little corner, right, trying to do the best they can.
Yeah.
The one thing about this event, the other events that you've been to, is that we're bringing people together.
Yes.
And I have seen such synergy here. I mean, people look like they can't wait to hug each other. Can't wait to encourage each other.
Right. We're living the message.
Yes.
Because that's been our message, come together.
That's right.
Look, sing together, worship together, pray together, dance together,
dine together,
right? All of these things. And, you know, people are, you know who you are. You're longing for it, too, and you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do it, you
mm-hmm.
can do it. And Lisa Hill is here with us doing that as well. And, you know, in addition, the talk, did you already give the talk? I think you did.
I did.
Charlene, right?
I did. We did part of that. But the big thing that I talked about today, too, was the mirror neurons. And
you say mirror neuron.
Mirror neuron.
Right. Is that like what language is that?
It's Lisa Langer.
Lisa Langer. Well, you know, when you say mirror, it's like, mirror, can it be mirror? Yes. Mirror, mirror, mirror. So, it's a mirror, not a mirror cat.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, right?
Yes, right.
So mirror,
so talk
mirror
about these mirror neurons, yeah.
So what was really interesting for me, about 6 months ago, I started doing a deep dive into how do we get here?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not, you know, the sharpest knife in the drawer, but I'll tell you what, I think there's a lot of things that contributed to it. But also, I could see part of the plan of the enemy, not only to keep us separate,
yeah,
but also to make us so that we couldn't see each other, mm-hmm, right?
Yeah.
So I started to discover that we have mirror neurons. And this is just one small article out of UCLA. I can't believe everybody isn't talking about this. But we have mirror neurons in our brain that are constantly from birth. So think about this. When you go to go goo, goo, ga, ga to your baby, right? And your baby smiles back at you. Those are your mirror neurons. Those are their mirror neurons. They are tiny little computers that are constantly scanning everybody that you're with.
Environment, everything, yeah.
So how do we get here? How do we get to the point that we're accepting violence? It's because we're exposed to violence. Mm-hmm. Our mirror neurons are reading those. They're taking that information in, and they're almost making it feel like it's normal to behave the way that we are witnessing.
Wow.
So mirror neurons are a really, really big thing.
So, you know, breaking that cycle of, let's say, the mirror that's showing us the worst of us, right? Reflecting mm-hmm. back the things we probably don't want but just feel sort of trapped in.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, do you talk about how to break that cycle?
Yes, and what we can do even right now is just be aware mm-hmm. of how you're behaving.
Yeah.
You know, if we think for a minute that somebody doesn't really see us,
yeah,
and we're trying to put tape over our computer and all mm-hmm. this other stuff, which is great,
okay,
but I'm telling you, we have a responsibility to treat other people well at all times because they're mirroring us.
We do. Well,
they're observing us.
And you know, what I've noticed about you is you do that. You just
have
such a sweetness.
I think everybody is about
you're on a mission that we love here. And I know, folks, I know this is a quick segment because there's so much going on here.
Yep.
But, Lisa, you can reach out through silverrightglobal.com. We always have a banner on the website. And you always get a special discount because our friends at Silver Right Global say they love the Robert Scott Bell Show. So thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here.
Appreciate
and thank
it.
You for all that you're doing, all
this
the new adventures.
Exciting.
We'll do more because there's so much going on, especially when the book is out. I want everybody to know about it, okay?
Yep. Thank you so much.
All right, that's Lisa Hill, Silver Right Global.
Great.
What do I say at the end of every hour of every show? You remember? Where's the power to heal?
Mm,
where is it?
Yes, yes.
The power to heal is yours, my
friend. Power to heal is yours, yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming?
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.